God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Think about the things that you think about today. Think about the things that you maybe fuss over like a dog over his bone, or the things you worry about that tumble around in your head. You know, chances are you worry about things that you do not understand or that you do not know. So for instance, you worry about other people and what is in their head because you don't know what is in their head. Now, sometimes we think we do, but obviously we do not. We're not mind readers. We don't know hearts. And regarding ourselves, we worry about tomorrow because we're not there yet and we don't know what will happen tomorrow. So we spend a lot of our worry any given day thinking about ourselves in the future or other people and what is in their minds. On the other hand, we tend not to think about the things or worry about the things, at least to some extent, that happen every day, things that are routine. In fact, they're so routine we don't even know that they're habits. You know, most of us are very predictable. I have a little dog, and she knows me quite well. It's interesting because unless she knows English, which I've sometimes suspected, I'm giving her some kind of cue to know things that you wouldn't think she would know. So for instance, if I'm going to my parents' house, this would be her grandparents. If I go to my parents' house, somehow she knows. She's all excited. She wants to go. She feels left out if I don't take her. If I'm going to church, which I, you know, do systematically, most times my dog, somehow she knows, and she just lays in her bed. And so I don't know. One, she's probably not a very spiritual dog. But secondly, what is it that she knows? How does she know when I'm going to my parents and when I'm going to church? I don't know. I don't tell her, but it's probably because there's some kind of cue she gets that I don't even know that I'm putting off. In other words, it's a habit. I don't have to think about it. I just do it. You get up in the morning, you do the same things. You brush your teeth the same way. You go to your work the same way. You park in the same spot. You go in the same door. So we don't think about those things. Now, James chapter 4 flips the script. We worry about things that we don't know and that we can't see. And the Lord says we should be more concerned about things we do know and we can change and leave everything to Him. Here's the way it goes down. In James chapter 4, verse 14, the Bible says, "Whereas ye know not," what is it that you don't know? "Ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm kind of going through routines today. There's a collection of habits that kind of guide my day many days. But as to tomorrow, I may have plans, I may have expectations, but I don't know. And so it's very easy to worry about those things we don't know. What's in someone's heart? What's in my future? And the Bible says you don't know. In contrast, verse 17 says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." So verse 14 says, "Ye know not." Verse 17 says, you know and you need to do. So here's the point. Today, I don't know the future and I don't know your heart, but I do know what is right for me to do right now. You say, "Will, I don't. In 4 hours, I've got some appointment or I have some job and I just don't know what to do." Okay, that's 4 hours away. Do what you know to be right right now. Now, I'm making this maybe a little exaggerated, but if I will just take the step I know to be right at this moment, God will give me light as it's needed in the future. I don't need to quibble over what's in people's hearts. I don't need to worry about tomorrow. I can leave that to God. But God is not going to do what I should do. If I should do something right, I should do it and obviously seek His grace to accomplish it. But I'm the one that should take initiative on that, responding to what God has said. It's interesting. We often think of sin as something you do actively. And of course, that can be true. But here, sin seems to be something I'm not doing. When I know something is right and I do not do it. Sometimes we plead ignorance when really what we need is courage. We want to pretend like we don't really know what the answer is. When we do, we just don't want to act on the answer. So look, today, God is purely sufficient for your unknown future. God knows the thoughts of your unknown friends, and God has given you what you need to know and do today. Do what's right today, and God will take care of you along the way.